here's a story from The World.
The rule of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia was short but devastating. In 1975, the Pol Pot regime embarked on a campaign to wipe out Cambodia's educated and ruling classes. Millions died in the genocide. Flash forward to today in Long Beach, California. Last week, Cal State University held a special ceremony for the descendants of Cambodians who escaped the regime. The public media outlet LAist shared the stories of some of the graduates.
My name's Arya Tok, middle name Arya Sivarat Tok. I was born and raised in Bellflower, California, in the suburbs. And right now we are in Long Beach, California, at my mom's salon of 30 plus years at Fancy Cuts. My mom is currently putting hair in my face. She is helping me prepare for the Cambodian ceremony today. The Cambodian Student Society and Cal State Long Beach is hosting a cultural graduation for the Cambodian American graduates and Cambodian graduates, like international students, and I will be attending it today. It's important because you see how all the past leads up to the present, into me choosing an art degree, me going into a field that my family doesn't know about, and even just seeing my family see me grow up as time goes on. Some people I talk about in my daily life, they don't know about the Khmer Rouge, and it was a huge genocide in the history of the world.
My name is Danali Tok. I'm preparing my daughter's hair for her Cambodian graduation today. In our family, my family, both sides, my mom and my dad, I think about 80% of us got killed. My father, I really don't know what happened to him, because during the Khmer Rouge, we wait for him to come back home, but we never get to see him come back home. He worked for American embassy back then, because he speaks 7 languages. Sometimes people say, why don't you go look for your dad? But for me, it's painful.
First name is Matt, last name is Tok. I'm Ari's brother. I was the first generation to be born here, so we carry a lot of weight on our shoulders to honor something that we personally didn't experience, but we hear it all the time. But it's a... So it's in our heads and our hearts at all times. Not as heavy as my mom and dad. I'm happy that Arya's went into art. We need more kids to be fearless and know where they came from, but they also need to know who they are. You know, our DNA goes so far. It's not just from our mom and dad. It comes from our grandparents' grandparents. Somewhere along the way, someone in our family many hundreds of years ago loved art. As much as my sister, you know, she's honoring somebody in our lineage that we've never met before 200, 300 years ago.
Yeah, we're going there together, yes. Well, we'll meet you there.
Before we begin, we would like to bless this celebration with a dance as per our tradition. Please welcome Rachita Bovanak, who will be performing the wishing dance.
I'm honored to be here speaking to you all. For those who don't know me, my name is Satara Lim, and I manage an Instagram page called Khmer Renaissance. I'm a second generation Khmer American, CSUOB alumni, and child survivors. You should feel proud of yourselves of the achievement that you have accomplished to break generational curses that you have been born with. I remember the pressure to lift my family out of poverty because they were fresh from a genocide and refugee camps. I remember feeling invisible because my Asian American peers were expected to live up to this model minority myth, while my Khmer peers were focused on surviving gang warfare, poverty, and addiction. The road ahead will be hard, and it will be filled with self-doubt. But I have all the faith in the world that you will find a way to overcome them like you've already done.
Next, we have Christopher Chuk, Master's in Business Administration. Through trials and tribulations, this journey is now complete. I'm grateful to my family and those who guided me along the way for their guidance and unwavering support.
The stories of Cambodian-American graduates at Cal State Long Beach explaining the significance of their education and the legacy of the genocide. This story was reported by higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez at the public media outlet LAist.